but as far as getting more of the information, I didn't give you a very good transition from, because I honestly don't remember, you know, other than going down there in the late 60s and seeing people like Pam Duffel would play, and that gal that later sang for Jimmy Buffett, Deborah McCall.
Deborah McCall.
And she would play. One of the guys that had something to do
here
with.
Itself.
Oh, Ellen McElwain.
Ellen McElwain.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Ellen. I included her doing a John Lee Hooker tune on my radio show. And actually, one of my new best buddies heard it. Wow, who was that, man? She was kick-ass. And I'm like, oh, you should have seen her when she was young and feisty.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time she did that song that I played, she'd calmed down a little bit. I gotta get you some of her old Polydor records.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, please do.
I think she was really underappreciated for slide guitar she can play.
Oh, yeah,
like
that song she does called the slide. And I used to watch her, you know, do that live, and her all that long red hair waving. She was dynamite.
Yeah.
She really was. She's had some critical acclaim. I think there's a good piece on her in Guitar Magazine, of all things, way on back, about, and it might be something to the extent of the great lost guitar of Ellen McElwain. I want to say that in the late 70s or early 80s, she came and played at the, what it had to have been the 80s if it was, that she played at the Point.
She played pub several times, too.